Church of San Pedro Villanova. Introduction. Welcome to Villanova, one of the best-kept secrets of the Benasque Valley, in the very heart of the Aragonese Pyrenees. We are standing at almost 1,000 meters above sea level, in a village that at first glance seems calm and discreet, yet hides centuries of history within its stones. If you look at the village from the heights of the Col de Fadas, Villanova resembles a flock of seagulls resting beside the Isera River. And here, in the middle of this peaceful landscape, rises a temple that guards a true architectural and spiritual treasure, the Church of San Pedro. This building is part of the Romanesque Ribagorza route, an invitation to discover lesser-known gems of Romanesque art in Upper Aragon. Join us, because what you are about to discover may surprise you. The setting and the origins of the village. The documented history of Villanova dates back to the 11th century, although some legends suggest an even earlier origin. In medieval documents, it appears under the name Villanue, already mentioned in the year 1006. Figures such as Aznara Villanova took part in major ecclesiastical decisions, including the election of bishops, a sign of the village's historical importance. The village's strategic location made it a place of passage and constant contact between Aragon and southern France through the mountain passes. People, ideas, artistic styles, and religious traditions traveled through this valley, leaving behind a unique cultural imprint. Two churches, one shared history. Villanova is one of those rare towns with two distinct parishes, in both cases, Romanesque churches. This was not the result of local rivalry, but rather a reflection of complex medieval social structure. During the Middle Ages, the village was divided into two districts, each with its own lordship and its own church. The Church of Santa Maria, next to the cemetery and facing east, represents the most primitive Romanesque style. Its semicircular apse, Lombard decoration, and bell tower above the southern chapel takes us back to the late 11th century. The Church of San Pedro, where we are now, was the main parish church and the most important temple in the valley. The Church of San Pedro. Just a few meters from Santa Maria stands San Pedro's church, built between the late 12th and early 13th centuries at a key moment of artistic transition. Observe its rectangular floor plan, the semicircular east-facing apse, and the side chapels. The medium-sized ashlar masonry, the blind arcading of the apse, and the corbels reveal an interesting fusion of Lombard and Hakka Romanesque styles. This unusual combination seems to reflect a deliberate cultural synthesis. Now turn your gaze to the southern doorway. Above it stands a magnificent Trinitarian chrismon, carved in marble, with the letters Alpha, Omega, and an S, completing Christ's name in Greek. With its seven arms, it is one of the best-preserved chrismons in the entire valley. Below it, a Renaissance doorway with a finely cut voussoir and a diamond-shaped keystone invites us inside. And if you look up, you will see the double-arched bell gable, where the bells once marked the daily rhythm of village life. The interior and the altarpiece. We now enter the interior of the church. The first thing that strikes us is the spaciousness of the single nave, divided into two sections by a large semicircular transverse arch. The vault you see today dates from the restoration carried out after the Spanish Civil War. The original vault collapsed, and the church remained abandoned from 1936 until its recovery in 1988. Although modern, the new vault seeks to respect the spirit of the original Romanesque space. Let us move towards the apse. Although partially concealed today, the three original windows can still be perceived, designed to flood the sacred space with light. Presiding over the church is its greatest artistic treasure, the Gothic Renaissance altarpiece of San Pedro. painted between 1520 and 1530 and attributed to the master of Canillo. During the Civil War, local residents saved it from destruction by hiding the panels in their own homes. The altarpiece consists of 13 oil-painted panels arranged in a predella with side doors, a main body with 5 vertical sections, and an upper tier with 3. At the center, a scallop-shaped niche contains the seated figure of San Pedro as pontiff, while the Calvary crowns the ensemble above. The scenes depict episodes such as the Annunciation, the Visitation, the stoning of San Esteban, and the imprisonment and liberation of San Pedro. Particularly striking is the Ecce Homo on the tabernacle, accompanied by figures of deep popular devotion. The artist combines a Gothic taste for raised gold decoration with a clearly Renaissance composition, elongated figures, movement, expressiveness, and a theatrical quality that anticipates the Baroque. The colors are vivid and warm, and the influence of the Catalan school is unmistakable. This is one of the richest and most complex works of art in Upper Aragon. Chapels and baptismal font. On your right, in the southern wall, is a small square chapel added in the 16th century. Here you will find the baptismal font, probably originally to the church, simple in design, with a hemispherical bowl. Opposite it once stood a symmetrical chapel, removed during the Restoration. On the northern side, a narrow Romanesque passage leads to the sacristy, a vaulted space that may once have connected to an unfinished tower. Influences and uniqueness. The Church of San Pedro is remarkable for its blend of influences. The Lombard tradition, possibly introduced through the monastery of Alaon, merges here with the Hakka school promoted from San Victorian. Moreover, Villanova was ecclesiastically dependent on the Diocese of San Bertrand de Comminges on the French side of the Pyrenees, reinforcing its cross-border character. All of this makes the church a faithful reflection of a valley that was once a crossroads of routes, cultures, and ideas. Farewell. This concludes our visit to the Church of San Pedro of Villanova, a building modest in appearance, yet rich in history, art, and memory. As you leave, we invite you to stroll around the surroundings and to visit the nearby Church of Santa Maria, completing your journey through the Romanesque heritage of the Benasque Valley. And if you have the opportunity, do not miss the Diocesan Museum of Barbastro and the Church of Our Lady of Grace in El Run, essential stops along the Romanesque Ribagorza route. Thank you for joining us. Villanova awaits you, always open to the curious and respectful traveler.